This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Why nutraceuticals help depression, not by acting as drugs, but by fixing what antidepressants miss. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Moderate evidence, a 2025 analysis of nutraceutical use in depression suggests that supplements may improve outcomes when combined with antidepressants, but not by mimicking drug mechanisms. Instead, evidence indicates that nutraceuticals appear to work by correcting metabolic and nutritional constraints that conventional antidepressants do not address, according to research flagged in PubMed, PharmID 31475. This distinction has important implications for how clinicians interpret supplement efficacy and counsel patients on realistic expectations. Key takeaways. Antidepressants work primarily by modulating neurotransmitters, but response is often constrained by inflammation, nutrient deficiency, and metabolic dysfunction. Nutraceuticals that showed benefit in the 2025 analysis likely worked by addressing these non-pharmacological constraints rather than acting as pharmacological agents. Variable and inconsistent effects across studies suggest nutraceutical benefit depends on individual metabolic status and baseline micronutrient levels. The finding underscores that effective depression treatment requires a multi-pathway approach, not reliance on a single mechanism. Study at a glance. Multiple pathways. Antidepressant response depends on correction of inflammation, nutrient status, and energy metabolism, factors that drugs alone do not target. Antidepressant response, the role of multiple constraints. How neurotransmitter modulation intersects with metabolic and nutritional factors in depression treatment. Neurotransmitter modulation, antidepressant focus, 100% inflammation reduction, 70% micronutrient repletion, 65% metabolic energy support, 55% gut microbiota modulation, 45%. Conceptual framework based on 2025 nutraceutical meta-analysis. Georgian Medical Journal News. Why standard antidepressants have limited reach. Selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, and other conventional antidepressants work by increasing the availability of neurotransmitters, primarily serotonin, norepinephrine, or dopamine, in synaptic space. However, as the 2025 analysis highlighted, this pharmacological approach addresses only one arm of a complex disorder. Depression involves not just neurotransmitter dysregulation, but also systemic inflammation, mitochondrial dysfunction, and micronutrient deficiencies that antidepressants alone cannot correct. This explains why response rates to first-line SSRIs remain modest. According to large clinical trials cited in antidepressant literature, roughly 60 to 70% of patients achieve remission with a single agent, leaving substantial room for treatment optimization. The 2025 analysis, published in PubMed, PMID 4031475, suggests that the gap may be filled not by switching or augmenting with other drugs, but by addressing the metabolic and nutritional substrates that limit response. Visit the Clinical Updates section for more on antidepressant efficacy research. How nutraceuticals fill the gaps. Antidepressants leave. The 2025 analysis examined nutraceuticals, including folate, vitamin B6, B12, omega-3 fatty acids, and various botanical compounds, when added to ongoing antidepressant therapy. What emerged was a pattern of modest but meaningful improvement in depression scores, particularly in subgroups with baseline micronutrient insufficiency or inflammatory markers. Critically, these benefits did not correlate with mechanisms typical of psychotropic drugs. Instead, the data suggests nutraceuticals acted as metabolic and anti-inflammatory substrates. Folate and B vitamins support one-carbon metabolism and energy production. Omega-3s reduce pro-inflammatory cytokine signaling. Certain botanical compounds, e.g., saffron, may modulate oxidative stress. None of these directly increase serotonin in the synapse the way an SSRI does. Rather, they correct underlying deficiencies and dysfunction that may have been limiting the brain's ability to respond to antidepressant pharmacotherapy. For evidence-based discussion of micronutrient deficiency in mental health, see the science section on Sheni Akimi. The problem of variability and inconsistent effects. One hallmark of the 2025 analysis was inconsistency. Effect sizes varied widely across trials, confidence intervals were broad, and benefits did not emerge uniformly in all populations. This variability is precisely what one would expect if nutraceuticals worked by correcting individual-level metabolic or nutritional constraints rather than by a universal pharmacological mechanism. A patient with low folate and elevated homocysteine might respond dramatically to folate supplementation. Another with adequate folate but high inflammatory markers might benefit primarily from omega-3 augmentation. A third with normal metabolism might see no benefit at all. This patient heterogeneity is difficult to accommodate in traditional drug development models, which seek to demonstrate a consistent population-level effect. It is, however, consistent with personalized metabolic medicine, the notion that depression treatment should be tailored to the specific nutritional and inflammatory profile of the individual, not applied as a one-size-fits-all pharmaceutical strategy. Antidepressant response depends on more than one pathway. When nutraceuticals improve outcomes, they likely do so by reducing metabolic and nutritional constraints, inflammation, energy dismetabolism, micronutrient deficiency, rather than by acting as pharmacological agents themselves. 2025 Nutraceutical Meta-Analysis, PMID 403175. Implications for clinical practice. The 2025 findings carry pragmatic weight for clinicians managing treatment-resistant or partially responsive depression. They suggest that when a patient shows suboptimal response to an antidepressant, the clinician should ask, is the problem insufficient neurotransmitter reuptake inhibition, in which case dose escalation or drug switching is warranted? Or is it unaddressed metabolic, inflammatory, or nutritional dysfunction, in which case micronutrient screening and supplementation may be more rational? The two approaches target different mechanisms and may require different assessment tools, serum folate, B12, inflammatory markers, and omega-3 indices, not routinely measured in psychiatry. Current clinical practice often moves directly to augmentation with atypical antipsychotics or lithium when antidepressant monotherapy fails. While these agents have robust evidence in severe or bipolar depression, the 2025 analysis raises the possibility that a brief phase of targeted nutritional and metabolic assessment and repletion might improve response in a subset of patients and at lower cost and side effect burden than pharmaceutical augmentation. The pharmacy and prescribing section tracks such developments in prescribing strategy. What this means. For patients, if you are taking an antidepressant but still experience depressive symptoms, ask your clinician whether you have been screened for micronutrient deficiency, especially B vitamins and folate, or inflammatory markers. Supplementation may be a reasonable first step before escalating to higher drug doses or augmentation strategies. However, do not discontinue or reduce your antidepressant without medical guidance. For clinicians, incorporate micronutrient and inflammatory assessment into the workup of partial or poor antidepressant response. Consider a trial of targeted supplementation, folate, B vitamins, omega-3s, before or alongside pharmaceutical augmentation. This approach is lower risk and may identify a treatable metabolic component of the depression. For policymakers, evidence that depression involves multiple pathways supports broader integration of metabolic and nutritional screening into mental health care guidelines. Reimbursement for micronutrient testing and targeted supplementation in depression management may improve outcomes and reduce polypharmacy burden. Frequently asked questions, can nutraceuticals replace antidepressants? No. The 2025 analysis examined nutraceuticals only as add-ons to existing antidepressant therapy, not as replacements. Antidepressants target neurotransmitter dysregulation directly. Nutraceuticals appear to support metabolic function and reduce inflammation. Both pathways may be necessary for optimal response, particularly in moderate to severe depression. Which nutraceuticals showed the strongest evidence? Folate, vitamin B12, and omega-3 fatty acids had the most consistent evidence in the 2025 analysis, particularly in patients with baseline deficiency. Saffron and a few other botanical compounds also showed promise, but sample sizes were smaller and effects were more variable. Always consult your clinician before starting supplements, as some interact with antidepressants or other medications. Should I get my micronutrient levels tested? If you have been on an antidepressant for 6 to 8 weeks without adequate symptom improvement, discussing micronutrient screening with your clinician is reasonable. Serum folate, B12, and vitamin D are relatively inexpensive tests. However, not all labs measure these routinely in psychiatric care, so you may need to specifically request them or see a clinician who integrates nutritional assessment into mental health practice. The 2025 nutraceutical analysis is a timely reminder that depression is not a simple monoamine deficit, but a multifactorial illness in which inflammation, metabolic dysregulation, and nutritional status all play a role. As precision psychiatry matures, the ability to identify and correct these individual-level constraints may become as important as optimizing antidepressant pharmacotherapy. Until then, clinicians and patients should view nutraceutical supplementation not as a substitute for medication, but as a complementary strategy to address the metabolic and inflammatory substrates of depression. Source: 2025 Nutraceutical Meta-Analysis on Antidepressant Augmentation, 4 Grow, Thorium 5.